Make sure you're here next week. Please show up in force, because Sally Bates is going to be bringing a word. We know she has a word from the Lord. So make sure you're here. Drag your friends, your acquaintances, even Mark. Bring them here next week. On Wednesday. Sally Bates. Amen. Thank you for doing that, Sally. It'll be great. Sally's, she's brought a word before her body on a few occasions, haven't you, Sally? Amen. Amen. Thank you again, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I felt as I was coming here that as we pray, you know, that little bit of prayer, maybe, I don't know, but something happens. I'm telling you, something happens. The world doesn't see it. The world doesn't get it. The world's got to figure it out in the natural, in the physical. They've got to push. They've got to push. You got to think. And I'm not saying that we don't have that capability, problems at work and problem solving and things like that. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying when it's the only option you have, You push, that's all you can do is push and hope that things will turn out. And you're limited to by your capability. In our struggles in life, when we don't turn to the Lord, we are limited by our capabilities. Amen? I was thinking of the scripture. I'm going to start right here now. Love this scripture. I'm going right out of... not even following my notes, Sally. Better pray for me. I'm sure we'll get back to them. I'm going to go to 1 Corinthians 4. Thank you, Father. Doing the New American Standard. This is Paul. Remember Paul in Corinthians? We know this is a place where they really valued wisdom, the latest thing, praise going on. They had people coming in from all over Rome, the known Rome, to give the latest ideals. Corinth was one of those areas where people had new ideals or that was considered technology for that day. That was a place to come and to present it. So if you think about, people loved hearing the latest, greatest thing. And it's really interesting how when Paul came, who was in today's educational, he'd have a couple of doctorates, right? Very smart man. But when he came to present the gospel, instead of trying to match somebody's wisdom, trying to look sophisticated, smart, I mean, you probably heard me say it before. In the natural, it seemed like maybe someone like an Apollos should have come. He was a great orator, could talk, could argue, could prove the Bible. At that time, might have been the most well-known speaker at that time, being Apollos. You guys know who Apollos is, right? And read about him in Acts. You read him, actually, Paul speaks about him in this book. But here comes Paul, right? He's the missionary. He's the apostle to the Gentiles. He says, I save to know nothing amongst you but Jesus Christ, him crucified. I came with trembling and with fear. And I did not try to prove anything, like I can keep up with somebody with my mental capability orating. He says, I brought the simplicity of the gospel. He says, I made sure when I came, the Lord spoke to me, of all places where I should shine, he says, I'm not going to shine. I'm going to leave it up to you, Lord. I'm going to leave it up to your power, simply preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen? And in our day, in our lives now, it is really, we have a, we have to be careful that we're not of those who would say, okay, we've got to stand up in the world and prove ourselves with this, this, and this. It's still by the simplicity of the gospel. It's still by the simple message that it's foolish to the world, foolish to those and other religions. The bruising of the soul by sin Only the blood of Jesus, the Spirit of God, can heal that. There's no medication. There's no pill. There's no amount of talking from somebody higher education that can heal a heart. I'm sorry. That's not even the scripture. Only Jesus can heal a heart. Somebody who may have wisdom that are pointing to Jesus, whose blood washes sins away, that can do it. But if we're just trying to get people to somehow become managing their anger, they call it anger management, it just won't work. It won't happen. Jesus, who made the lunatics in their right mind. Father, we thank you for making the lunatic in their right mind in this day and hour. In Jesus' name. Every lunatic that would come into churches that preach the gospel, we pray that their lives would be changed. We thank you, Father God, that this is a time and an hour where your church is coming into power, Father God. A fresh revelation of Jesus Christ. A fresh revelation of the simplicity of the gospel in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, that you're the one that's going to change hearts that have been looking to be healed for decades as the woman with the issue of blood who had spent everything she had on doctors, psychologists, and everything she had finally came to the end of herself and said, if I could just touch him after everything else has been exhausted. We thank you. This is a day and an hour, Father, where many people, Father God, are going to touch the hem of his garment in Jesus' name and be instantly healed. We thank you for that, God, for instantly healing people in this day and this hour, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for what you're going to do in people's lives. By his grace, Father God, by his love, nothing to do with their actions, nothing to do with their past, but simply because of his love. Taking those who wouldn't belong anywhere else and bringing them into his church and making them whole and using them for his glory. He loves using the least for his glory. He loves taking those that had no hope, that were disregarded by the world, disregarded by all of mankind. And he says, come on, there's a place for you at my table. Come to my table. There's healing. The woman at the well. We look at the woman at the well in John chapter 3. The first person that Jesus said, I am him, revealed to a woman who had been married 5 times, living with somebody that wasn't her husband. First person in the book of John and said, I am him. It wasn't one of the Pharisees. It wasn't one of the goody-goodies. It wasn't one of those that seemed like they had put themselves in position to succeed in life. And Jesus didn't come to them and said, yep, you've done it. You've made it. All your efforts have brought you to this point. No, it was the one that was the least looking. The one that thought, there's no way that I'm going to make it. I'm going to probably forgot about going to heaven. Probably forgot about doing anything for God. Became the first evangelist. Thank you, for God, for calling those with the simplicity of the gospel. Father, we thank you for the simplicity, Father. In Jesus' name, we thank you that in your church again, Father God, that the power of God through the simple message of his love, not a theological debate, not showing how much we know or don't know, but simply preaching his word in love as people coming by the scores in Jesus' name. Did you know they're coming by the scores? I don't know when or how it's going to look, but I can tell you by the Spirit that people are going to start coming in by the scores. And I think the first ones that are going to come are those that have given up on God years ago. Those are the ones that said, I can't make it. I can't do it. I've given up. I love him. I believe he's God, but I can't do it. I think those are the ones he's going to call back. Build his church. He needs laborers in the field, but we've got to have laborers in Jesus' name. Laborers that are not doing it trying to impress God, but are doing it because the Spirit of God is alive and on fire inside of them. So I can't help but preach his word. His word is like fire shut up in my bones. Thank you, Father. Too much has been given, much loves much. We're going to see a lot of people that love him much. And churches that are willing to preach that are willing to accept those in. Doesn't matter your past. Today is a new day. Today is a new day. Amen. Isaiah chapter 60. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 60. Don't you love him? Thank you, Father, for you are faithful. You are faithful. Jesus, you are faithful. Thank you, Jesus, you are faithful. Timothy says, even when faithless, he remains faithful. We've got a lot of faithless people out there that are coming back. I'm telling you. Scores of people that have given up, given in. Somehow took a message of religion and just made it into a list, and they said, I can't do it. And no one there to preach the simple gospel of grace. Not to live in their sin. God breaks bondage. But he'll break them. He'll break those bondages. It can't be you or I. We can't do that. If we try to walk away from sin and bondages on our own, we're just setting ourselves up for failure. It is him that breaks chains. It is him that speaks to us. It is him that causes us to grow in him. He's the one that brings us up into full maturity into him. Amen? And along the way, we simply can't listen or believe the voice of the enemy. Can't make it. Sorry. You've done too much this time. You've really blown it this time. That's the things he says. Those are the opportunities to say, man, I am leaning on you, Jesus. I know these are struggles. I know there's things that need to change. Father, I know there's things that you want to change in my life, and I refuse to listen to the voice of the enemy, and I'm going to keep walking with my brothers and sisters in Christ, walking foot in foot with my brothers and sisters. I stumble, I get up. We thank you, Father God. A just man falleth. How many times did it say? 7 times? But many more than that. He's not giving it a number, but he keeps going. Keeps leaning, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Is he the author of your faith? Amen. He's going to be the finisher too. If he's the author, he is the finisher. We can rest in him that he's going to do the work in us. Amen. Thank you, Father, for doing that work in us. Isaiah chapter 6, he says, arise, shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. I said, the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness will cover the earth. Have we seen darkness covering the earth? And deep darkness the peoples. But the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will appear upon you. Hallelujah. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Raise your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Talking about Jesus. Then it says, your sons will come from afar. Hallelujah. And your daughters will be carried on the hip. Then you will see and be radiant, and your heart will thrill and rejoice. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Even though gross darkness would be covering the earth, his light is on us. Amen. It rises on us and shines on us. Father, tonight as we wrap this up, Lord, the thing I feel like you've been really saying is, Lord, get back to the simplicity. Father, get back to your simplicity as the church of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you that power in the pews, powers in the pulpit is coming from the simplicity of the gospel. Father, we thank you that we won't be those that have been lied to or ensnared by the enemy to think that it's the wisdom of man or what it is we know that's going to change lives. It's that gospel. Going back to 1 Corinthians, Paul saying, what did Paul say? I save to know nothing amongst you except Jesus Christ, him crucified. Can you stand up with me? Father, we thank you for that tonight. We thank you for a fresh stirring of your spirit. Father God, we thank you once again. Father, those areas where the enemy would try to discourage us, Father God, we thank you that we don't believe the lie of the enemy. You shall know the truth, and the truth is what's going to set you free. So, Father, we thank you for declaring, reminding us of the truth, of the simplicity of the gospel of Jesus Christ, Father God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So, Father, we thank you for life, salvation, Lord. As we spoke last Sunday, we thank you that salvation means healing in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you that it means provision. Father, we can trust you for our provision in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you for blessings coming into our lives, Father God, as we simply honor you, Father God, as we become people that are walking in integrity, walking in your truth, Father God, as you continue to reveal yourself to us in a greater and greater way. We thank you for doing that in this day, in this hour, and how we love you and worship you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We honor and worship you, Lord. Thank you for your presence, God. Thank you for our hearts becoming more and more soft. Those areas that we don't even know that could be hardened areas, Father, we thank you for softening those. We thank you for turning the light of the light of your Holy Spirit in our hearts, Lord. It's not to condemn us, Father, but it's to drive out darkness with your light. It's to drive out those things that would try to strip us up. We thank you, Lord. We invite the light of the Holy Spirit to reveal himself to us in a greater and greater way, Father God. As you arise and shine, for your light has come, Father God, that is on your people, shining like never before. How we honor and thank you for that tonight, Father. Thank you, Jesus. As the word of God goes forth like seed, Lord, into a soft heart, as your Holy Spirit waters it, and it brings forth stalk, root, and fruit. And we thank you for that, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, in Jesus' name we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth we pray. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for that name that is above all names. We thank you for the at that name people are healed. At that name people are delivered. At that name people are saved in Jesus' name. And we thank you for that tonight, Father God. Stirred up. Stirred up. Believe it in the simplicity of the gospel. In Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's people said, hallelujah.